We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When I was much younger, I would hear people say, "Thank God it's Friday." I didn't know exactly what they meant. As I got older, got a job, I thought I understood what they meant because now I was in the workplace and people would say, "Thank God it's Friday," because the weekend was here. As time went on, I still heard people say, "Thank God it's Friday," but they were saying it because Friday was payday. This phrase became a song and was number one on the Billboard charts. "Thank God it's Friday" didn't mean the same thing to everyone. It all depended on what Friday brought your way. The end of the week, the start of a weekend or a payday. When I thought about the days of the week, I began to consider how people felt about Monday. They usually would say, "Man, I don't feel like going in tomorrow." I thought about what people said about Wednesday. They usually would say, "It's hump day, two more days to Friday." Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday were just days in the process of getting to Friday. You didn't hear too much about these days. But if you made it past Monday and Wednesday, you were good. Did you know that every day is vitally important? The psalmist puts it this way: "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." In Psalms 118, verse 24. Each day the Lord gives us on this side is a day to rejoice. Each day the Lord gives us above ground, it is a day to shout with the voice of triumph. Remember, I shared with you before that each day is your arena where you become the gladiator of life. Each day brings with it another opportunity to be God's champion to take out the Goliath in your path. Here is what God said about the day. "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof," according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Each day has its own set of troubles, but if we practice Matthew 6, 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you," he is speaking about the things we need to live the abundant, fruitful life. The things that concern each man that provides for his family. The things that assist each woman with caring for their children and others that need their unconditional love. The things that help you to see the good God has for you each day of the week. So you and I don't dread Monday or try to get over the hump of Wednesday. We embrace those days. Each day of the week is the greatest day of your life because you are in it and your life is hidden with God in Christ. Yes, thank God it's Friday because it's another day to rejoice in the goodness of God. Thank God it's Friday because it's another day we get to praise and worship his most holy and righteous name. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.